Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here, back from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Recapping Penn State Buffalo, 45-13. The Lions win. Not all that easy in the first half. They trail 10-7. Then they explode in the second half and win it. Cover the point spread, too, as a little bonus for anybody who had some action on that game. We broke down, you know, our thoughts on the game. We're going to hear from James Franklin now on some of the key players and key points in this game. I don't think from a player and from a turning point perspective, I don't think there's a bigger one than John Reed making the play early in the third quarter. Penn State had just given the ball up after a promising drive, down 10-7 to a Buffalo team. Maybe some nerves, some anxiety, certainly in the stands. And then John Reed comes along, makes a good read. Probably a telegraph throw. Not a great throw from Matt Myers, who was pretty good in this game. John Reed jumps the route, takes it back to the end zone for a pick six that really changed everything. Here's what Franklin had to say about Reed in that play.
Yeah, obviously, it was a huge play, you know, from a momentum perspective. He's a guy that everybody respects, you know, based on just how he goes about his business all the time, in every aspect of his life. So obviously, you know, the sideline reacts to him because they feel so strongly about him. But I also think obviously it was a huge play. We were able to get some momentum, got the fans going. We were able to get our sideline going. It just, you know, we were able to obviously, you know, go on a pretty good run from that point on. But, I couldn't be happier for John. You know, we had a good conversation, him and his family, at the end of last season, about his future. I think he's made a great decision, and obviously it's going to pay off for him, and it's going to pay off for our team and our program as well, which is what you want. You want a win-win for everybody.
So he went off on a little tangent, as James Franklin tends to do. He likes to, when you ask a question like this, talk about the parents, talk about the kid he is, talk about how much respect, how, you know, that all that stuff comes up in these questions. I didn't really know late last season or in the off season that there was a conversation to be had about that whether John Reed was coming back or not.
Yeah, that was the takeaway quote for me. What kind of and then he said decision. The decision that he made, was he going to transfer? Because I don't think there's any way he was going. Was he thinking about leaving for the NFL? I was confused by that.
I'm not sure. But the bottom line is, and I do believe James Franklin whenever he hints there that everybody respects the way that John Reed goes about his business. You know, I think that's been a hallmark for him. He's very serious about whatever he's doing. A really smart kid. It's good to see him. You know, I think Franklin talked about this some, but it's good to see him at 100% to start this year, because you were curious what his upside, what's his ceiling as a cover corner. And I think it's still pretty high, you know, to see him moving very well to go along with how crafty and smart he is. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he can cover. And you would love to see, you know, a step like he took against Buffalo be something that he carries with him moving forward, which is making plays on the ball too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think he was one of Penn State's best. Probably, if you looked at the grades from the film, I would have to think he's probably, Dustin, among Penn State's best players on any special team, offense, defense, whatever, during the first 2 weeks.
That was a big play from a big player. And I think, you know, John Reed and his importance on this Penn State defense is only going to grow moving forward. James Franklin also elaborated on the idea of creating turnovers in a broader sense, not just in this game, but in general. We talked about it too, the need to create plays that create short fields, that get your defense off the field before they have to endure what they endured against Buffalo. So here's what he had to say about creating turnovers, and who knows, maybe even scoring points.
Yeah, I think it's a big part of who we want to be and who we need to be, creating turnovers on defense, and then having the mentality once we do get the turnover that we're going to score points on defense. He almost scored last week too. So, I think what happens when people see examples of guys having that type of success with the type of investment he's made, I think it spreads. You know, no different than the legacy that I think Trace McSorley has left here with his demeanor and how he prepares. I see a lot of that in Clifford right now. And that's how Sean is wired. And that's how Sean was raised. But it's also, I think, part of the example that Trace left too. So I think John has a lot of those same qualities that I hope it rubs off on a bunch of our guys.
So we get a little more than we bargained for when the question is asked here, but you know, to cut to the core of this, you know, just as I said before, we heard from James, creating turnovers is something that's been lacking. And, you know, it's always an interesting conversation. I think we've had this conversation in the context of recruiting where you can emphasize all you want taking the ball away. You can emphasize making a play on the ball when it's in the air if you're a defensive back. But if you don't have the guys who that falls in line with their skill set, it's still going to be a pretty big challenge to make. Right. And I think there's been some of that too. You can emphasize that you can work on it. I think you're going to see some improvements there. But if taking the ball away, you know, I'm thinking more defensive backs here, but making a play on the ball in the air, if that's not your guys' cup of tea, it's still going to be a challenge. And this is still something I think Penn State wants and needs is the improvement is takeaways.
Yeah, and not just takeaways, Dustin, but timely takeaways. You know, it's great if you get an interception late in the game in the non-conference season and whatever, but, you know, they need more plays like the one John Reed made where it changes the game, it puts the other teams on its heels. And look, after that interception, Buffalo came out the next possession. They looked a little tentative. They looked a little unsure of what they wanted to do on offense, and Penn State just seized that opportunity. And I think if you see more of that from Penn State in 2019, it's going to be a good thing for where this group is going.
Yeah, I think so too. It's a good sign maybe that we saw a timely takeaway. We need to see more of those. The recipe, I think we could say here, that what happened in the first half of this game was one of the bigger things to try to take away and try to figure out what it means. James Franklin did break down what went into running so few offensive plays and the inconsistency that was present in the first half that actually carried over into the second. We just didn't notice it because they were scoring points.
Yeah, I think that it's a combination of two things. Obviously, we got to be more consistent on offense, and then on defense, we got to get off the field. You know, they did a great job on first down, which made manageable second and third downs for them, which I think was a huge part in the game when you talk about time of possession and things like that. But, you know, after that, I thought, you know, we were able to get some explosive plays, but I thought the inconsistency still stayed there. We just became more explosive in the second half. We had a lot, you know, big plays, touchdowns, you know, one play drives, which in some ways put our defense in a tough spot because they were having to go right back out on the field. So we just got to be more consistent. But, you know, I think you guys saw, you know, Sean's able to make plays with his, you know, with his mind. He's able to make plays with his arm. And tonight he made plays with his feet as well. So I don't know if you guys saw him like dancing and moving on the sideline. That wasn't necessarily because he liked the song, but he was a little dehydrated and was cramping a little bit. So he was trying to get his legs loose. He does not have the best rhythm in the world. So he was really just trying to stay loose. No disrespect, Mom.
Yeah, that's something we didn't really get into, Greg, was the idea of Sean Clifford making plays with his legs that we heard James Franklin discuss there amongst many other details about Clifford. But we saw him sort of streak down that sideline, a longer run than Trace McSorley ever had, correct? It was 58 yards. Had us talking in the press box, like, was that 4.5 speed that we saw?
Right.
It might have been. I mean, he was running stride for stride with most of Buffalo's defense. They ended up catching up with him right near the goal line. But, you know, I think all in all, those are some really positive things he had to say about Sean Clifford outside of his lack of rhythm when it comes to dancing. But that's okay. I think Penn State fans will take that. But the ingredients are there. You know, and that will be my takeaway is that arm, brain, legs are all there. A lot of this stuff in the meantime is going to be a learning experience to help him figure out how to use all those things.
Exactly, yeah. And it's one step at a time. You know, they'll get all this stuff ironed out and figured out. I'm not too concerned about that. But it was good to see Clifford take off and really really be able to use the speed that we've heard so much about all offseason in the game and set up Penn State for a Noah Kane touchdown. I thought that, you know, obviously does he have some things to hone in terms of accuracy and early game struggles and things like that? Yes, 100%, no questions asked. But I really think that he's starting to come into his own in terms of being the guy and, you know, not just living that in the offseason, but living that on the field in season. So, so far, so good as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, you know, when he goes 16 out of 22, I believe, 16 out of 22 for 279 and four scores, the numbers are starting to look pretty nice for Clifford. And the experience of a game like this, where he could face some adversity, he could just kind of feel that helpless feeling of being on the sidelines, I think it's going to help him moving forward. Let's get to one more quote here. Buffalo's run defense, James Franklin talking about talking about the need to adjust on the sideline, Penn State's run defense rather, start needing to adjust on the sideline before halftime. We saw Penn State come out, looked a little different in the second half. Why couldn't they do that before the game or during the game? James Franklin addressed that.
Yeah, I think again, first of all, I think they had a really good plan coming in. Typically, if you looked at us, you know, we've been able to make some pretty good adjustments after our first and couple drives once we see what people are trying to do to attack us. That's where I think we need to improve with the young team is being able to go to the sideline, get on the board, make the adjustments that we need to make to get things corrected. I think that's what we were able to do in the second half. They still had some success, but not like the first half. So, you know, that to me, that's the next step for us is making sure that our players understand that, you know, depending on opponents, we're not going to be able to wait to the halftime to make the corrections that we need to make. We got to make them, you know, as soon as possible.
So what the question is, what all goes into that? You know, making adjustments as soon as possible, not waiting until halftime. Is that just a suggestion that coaches and players on their heels a little bit and just trying to figure out what, you know, what's going on with them right then and there before they're able to really pause and address, you know, their shortcomings and fix that? Why couldn't they make the adjustment on the fly? Why couldn't they make the adjustments on the fly last year?
Yeah, I think it's mostly execution based, right? So, yeah. You know, they had an adjustment that got KJ Hamler wide open. He just dropped the pass and that would have kept that drive humming into Buffalo territory. So I think there's some things they need to get figured out. You know, when Buffalo's gashing them up the middle for 3, 4, 5 yards of carry, you know, that's something that is clearly either an execution issue or a scheming issue, but, and they need to fix that kind of stuff. But more than that, I think it's just sometimes they don't execute. When they fail to execute, things go sideways. It's, you know, you can have the best laid plan, but if you don't execute the plan, it's not going to work out.
So one way or another, they fixed it at halftime, looked like a different team in the second half. Can they come out in the first half against Pitt looking like that team? We'll see. We got more from James Franklin coming up right after this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.